at the quaddy at Sandowmore Park. We'll make tracks on it anyway with the boxes failing to open there. All greyhounds will need to be vetted. Boxes will need to be tested. Don't like to see that happen, George, but they'll go through the process to make sure it's cherry ripe for take two.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure they'll get it sorted pretty quickly, and we'll be off and running at Hillsville shortly.
First look at the quaddy at Sandown Park is over the 5.15, a grade 4, 3 and 6 vacant boxes, 6 to run, 4 carry on star, $2.390 Gleeson off the check, Pilbara 4.60 off the outside. How are we playing the first look at the quaddy, George?
Yeah, my numbers are 7, 4, 2 and 1. I've gone Tough Tears on top. He's much better than his recent form suggests, this greyhound. Of course, he made a Melbourne Cup final. Yes, his recent form isn't brilliant, but we have to go back to March 7. I reckon it was his last really good run where he ran second behind Hadouken. He ran 29.57 himself. The small field, I think, will suit Tough Tears as well. Of the others, you said that Carry On Star is in the market. It's no surprise why. 29.92 at the Meadows 5 starts ago was a good run that day. Of the others, Gleeson and Scatterbox drawn boxes 1 and 2. Just for the early speed factor here, these greyhounds can get out and go and hopefully set up a little bit of a lead, whereas Carry On Star and Tough Tears probably aren't as quick beginners as them, and they're drawn well off the inside. So 7 to beat 4, 2 and 1 in the first leg of the quaddy.
Race number 6 on the program as we continue with that delay there at Hillsville. 5 a vacant box, 7 to run, Resurgence, $2.50 off the 3, Cadence Tiger, $2.90, Rearview Mirror, $4.80, $6 for Esme.
Yeah, 6, 3, 4 and 7 are my numbers. Pretty open race. I've gone Esme on top. The last two wins have been really impressive. Good win at Warrnambool, backed it up with a nice win at Geelong, breaking 26 seconds. Showed speed in both of those runs, having its first start here. Certainly in contention. It's a good race, though. It's got some quality in it. Resurgence of Box 3 was a really nice winner at the Meadows last start at big odds at $17, but defeated a very good greyhound called Power of Buddy. Got to the line really well, Resurgence. Rearview Mirror, another one in good form. Nice placing at Warrigal last start. Before that, its form up the straight at Hillsville was very good. And number 7, Cadence Tiger, returned after a bit of a spell to spank them at the Meadows by 8 lengths. It was a $1.20 favourite. Didn't begin all that well, but can begin a little bit quicker and would probably need to from the draw, but it's certainly got ability. 6 to beat 3, 4 and 7.
Race number 7 on the program as they test the boxes here at Hillsville, George. No, they've just gone away from it, so I won't be able to tell you how it went. 3-6 vacant boxes. 8 is a scratching. This is a nice little race, this. Fraction $1.75. Overflow Lisa, $2.40. She's a nice price in this. Mandalorian, $8.50. Zipping Annabelle, $11.
It's a good race, isn't it? And look, I've gone for a Fractured on top, class-wise here. He's run 29.32 at Sandown over the 5.15. You'd think this distance would suit him. He's had the two starts over it. He has placed, he ran third two starts ago behind Zipping Rambo, who absolutely flew. Fractured still ran 34.28. That might be enough to win this race. But as you mentioned, Overflow Lisa is an absolute gun as well. Her wins at the Meadows back in March were very impressive. And Mandalorian is no slouch either, and racing in good form. He's got a little bit of speed. He might be able to hold Overflow Lisa out, but she's going to have to try to go around him. 1 to beat 4 and 5.
Final leg of the quaddy as this delay continues at Hillsville. 5 a vacant box. Grace's Spirit $1.45 off the inside. Vice Grip $4.20. Brady Shout $8.50.
Yeah, look, if she runs up to her last two wins, she'll be hard to beat, Grace's Spirit. 34.25, backed it up with a 34.21 win. Doesn't show a great deal of early speed. Only gets to the marker at around 9.50, probably 9.20 or something like that would lead this race. So she's going to have to come from behind again. So that's why I've thrown in number 3, Vice Grip, because at his best form, he's a very talented greyhound. He did run 34.50 at the Meadows 5 starts ago. And number 4, Venus Light, got beaten at Sandown last start in 34.29, so not that far off Race of Spirit's time, and can get to the marker a little bit quicker too. So 1 to beat 3 and 4.
Recap of the quaddy numbers, George. Best outside of the quaddy legs, please.
Yes, quaddy numbers 1, 2, 4 and 7. Into 3, 4, 6 and 7, into 1, 4 and 5, into 1, 3 and 4. I like a couple. Race 9, number 1, Vladimir. Nice placing at Geelong last start. It's got some early speed. Should be able to dictate terms from the inside. So we'll get it on top. And also race 10, number 2, Not Happening. Very talented greyhound. Not a good beginner, but if he gets to sit on him, he will be ripping home. So race 10, number 2, race 9, number 1 at Sandown today.
Looks an entertaining program, George. Look forward to chatting again next week.
No worries. Talk to you then, mate.